a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, November 12th, 2023, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that teaches you how to take control of your health, focusing on accurate, up-to-date, fact-checked health advice that is not paid for, brainwashed into, nor loyalty to any institution except honesty. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is Clint Powell. Good morning, Clint.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Oh, no. I'm going to start every week like that. We're Christmas time, man. It is Christmas time. That's mental health for me. I'm happy.
Really?
Oh, I love it. Anything, all the months, I love. But anything, especially after Halloween, woo, I'm all in.
You do all the decorating at home?
No, I leave my tree up year-round. No.
Do you really?
Yeah, I live by myself. I just unplug it and then plug it back in. Started to November.
You are a low maintenance guy.
Oh, absolutely. Tree stays up, and you know, people say anything and they're like, don't like it. Well, hey, you don't have to come over to the house. Have at you, sir.
I don't,
or ma'am.
You're not going to find a wife.
I had one of those for a long time. We did pretty good for a while, and then she decided to go elsewhere. Well, and that's okay.
It's probably because you never took the Christmas tree down.
No, I did what I was told, sir. Thank you very much. The Christmas tree was packed up, as it should have been every year. But it is Christmas season. But how are you today?
Hey, I'm doing pretty well.
Good.
We want to talk today. We want to talk about a little bit of COVID, because it is making a comeback, and I'm learning some things that you don't see in the news about it.
Ooh.
We'll hold off a little bit on that.
Okay.
But I am blessed with the fact that so many people share their stories with me, and that allows me to empower other people with some more current information. It's slightly different on this version 4 of COVID.
I'm going to give you a shout out, though. Mm-hmm. So for people out there who are in sales and business, they're in groups, it's that time of year. Yeah, go get your vitamin D, get all the supplements. He's got his core 4. You got all the stuff in Nutrition World. I take all the supplements. What supplements do you take, Clint? All of the supplements. But you do have something that I think people should use, and that is that COVID nose spray. I use twice a day, especially right before I go into groups or family gatherings, and I feel a lot better with it in my arsenal.
I
hope
too.
It works.
And we
I'm
know,
assuming
well,
it works.
Here's the thing. We know for an absolute medical fact that iodine will kill any virus.
Right.
It will. That's why they sterilize surgical equipment. It's been around from early on in the probably 1800s, and it is miraculous. So most of our viruses find their first hookups. RV hookups,
yeah.
You know, you pull in that little slot.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? That virus is pulling in the slot is in the nose most of the time.
Right.
Now, if you're a hands-on person with your eyes and you're scratching your eyes all the time, you need to try to not do that, because that's the other second entry that's the most dangerous. So we can't do anything.
You know, one habit I've changed that I think COVID, not all habits were healthy that COVID gave us, but I'm not the hypochondriac. I don't wash my hands. I mean, I wash my hands, but I don't do the hand sanitizer every time I go in and out.
Good.
But I do 100% of the time now after being at gas pumps.
I'm right there with you.
It's something I developed, and I'm like, and I feel when people are like, stuff's gone down, like the flu. Mm-hmm. I think some of it may just be around the habits that we developed, more conscientious of what we were touching, uh-huh. and then afterwards what we were touching.
When you think about it, what more public piece of stuff is touched more than a gas pump?
There's door handles. Those are the things,
yes.
Like going in and out of stores, but you can use your elbow. There's other ways you can navigate, palm of hand, but on a gas pump,
nope.
You have to use the very same thing that I'm going to touch my eyeballs with,
yep.
and my face on. And so, yeah, anyway, that's my 2 cents on COVID from this
tested.
Doctor's perspective.
Well, okay, Dr. Powell,
yeah.
They were tested, actually, gas pumps, and they were found to be dirtier than any toilet.
Oh,
I do
God.
Remember that exact
doesn't surprise
part of it,
me.
And no surprise whatsoever.
Right.
And there's nothing that a company should do about it. Gas pumps.
It's on our job. That's on our shoulders.
I did go camping, and I haven't done it in a while, but cooked out some organic burgers, but I want to make a statement about the fact that one is, I have fun in life. I don't get caught up and live in caves. I just try to make the best choices. But have you ever used one of those fire starters that are that big metal container and you put the charcoal in it and then you use you light it with either paper under it and it creates a vacuum and it makes the charcoal so hot so fast that it's like stupid?
No, I mean, okay. It's not just a normal grill, like an old charcoal grill.
Well, no, I'm putting these charcoal briskets into this piece of metal and it's like a
cylinder.
Yeah, a cylinder.
Yeah, okay.
Have you ever used it?
No, I have not.
The reason I went to that, and I learned about it at a state park where I was could not get my own charcoal to light no matter what I did. This guy came over and said, hey, let me show you how you can do this.
Okay.
I have a picture of it. I want to show it to you. Most miraculous thing on earth. But the reason I do it now, when you pour that lighter fluid on charcoal, I don't know the numbers, but that is like gasoline, really and truly. And those fumes are going into your meat. It is. There's no way you can take it off of the charcoal even after it lights. And it is very, very dangerous for you to
okay,
do this.
Yeah, okay, but hold on. I want to see the picture. I grew up with the old charcoal grill, my dad on the back porch doing the wreck before they had the match light where everything lit fast, the Kingsford grill.
Kingsford.
He would put it on there. He would soak them with lighter fluid, throw the match on, and then he'd light it. And then about every 2 or 3 minutes until they got really white hot, he'd grab the can, soak it. So that's what I grew up eating.
And
that
so
might
did
explain
I.
a lot.
That so did I. My dad did too. And
I'm
I did.
Fine.
Let's see. You're divorced. You're bald. You're poor.
I'm lonely.
Yeah. Okay. So, you're fine. Yeah.
I'm good.
It really worked.
My life plan worked out. Just like I drew it out in 11th grade.
So, I just sent you the picture.
I'm gonna look at it. Yeah.
It is the coolest thing on earth because you don't have to use any lighter fluids. Now, I did use a fire starter stick called Fire Lighters. The reason I did is because some of the sticks actually have more petroleum in it. But you can use a newspaper. I'm telling you, within 8 minutes, your charcoals are like it would take probably 20 minutes with the lighter fluid.
So you just lay the grill over the top here?
No. You just put the charcoals in that canister.
Uh-huh.
There's a support at the bottom.
I see
it. You put something under the bottom to light it, but it creates a vacuum.
I got
And
you.
So this is like a chimney, and it's sucking up the wind, and it is like something beyond normal. I could not believe how this works. So I encourage people, you can go to Amazon. That's where I got it. And
yeah, it's very cool.
It's actually made by
Weber.
Weber. And it's a fire starter. And what it does is eliminate all those toxic fumes from the lighter fluid.
Very cool.
So
very
cool. Just a tip. Talking about my self care.
Okay.
I'm just an experiment. I'm a walking, living experiment. And I do get pretty good deals on some of these things. So, yes, they're, certainly not free and they are costly. But this is what I did this week.
Okay.
Going to my new chiropractor, Ignite. I love him over by Manufacturers Road. It is a different way of doing it. About 35 minutes, he is working on every joint. Actually adjusted my toes, my ankles, my hips, my pubic bone, my spine, my neck, my elbows, and my shoulder this morning. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Okay.
And I told him that he's going to be on the show in January. And I said, I have to tell you, my partner doesn't think much of popping and cracking.
Mm-mm.
So we're going to talk about people who don't know about popping and cracking.
I can turn my neck fine this way not so much. I don't need somebody grabbing that and forcing it to go that way, buddy. We're good.
What do you do if you have a kind of a rusty nut on a bolt and you can't get something
WD-40 it?
Okay.
Or you just get the grinder and saw it off?
No, you WD-40 it and then you twist it. So that's what you do to your neck. You're rusting. You're getting to be a skeletal structure that's like made out of stone.
Yeah.
So, but guess what? My stone is getting moved around.
I don't want to hear about your stone. Let's keep talking about other stuff.
Are good.
Oh,
now.
You added a plural to it. I heard you add the S to it, and that's inappropriate. Keep going, sir. I think we're at a different radio show.
Sean will kick us off.
Yep, we're getting
edited. Okay. That number one. I went to Ignite Chiropractic. Love him right now.
Awesome.
Secondly, went to Stephanie. You've been there, massage therapist at Nutrition World.
Been there twice.
Went Tuesday. Magic hands. That's all I can say. Magic hands.
Well, hey Stephanie, I got paid, so I'm coming back.
All right.
I had to cancel last week, but I'm ready now.
Number three, I did Oxygen Health Spa with Brandon on East Brainerd Road yesterday.
Okay.
He's going to come back on the show in a few weeks. I really, really appreciate that as far as, I think, skin health, as far as cognitive function, as far as healing. I should do it more, but I don't. Number four, I'm still taking rapamycin, which comes from Josh at Optimize You for anti-aging. And so that's pretty good self-care week, not counting getting up at 3:12 every morning this whole week, which I do every week,
right,
and at the gym at 4:40 every single morning.
I did at the gym at 6, which is not too bad. But
it's not bad at all.
So here's my self-care. I added three things to my wish bucket list this week. AR-15, the tattoo I want, and I want to get a at-home infrared for one or two-person sauna.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't know about that 15, but...
The AR-15, yeah. Those are the three things I put on my save-up bucket list. Yeah.
Well,
there we go.
Who knows? We might have a listener. We need to create the wish list for both of us. And if people really like us, then they can hit the button.
We could GoFundMe or something.
That's right.
Hey, guys, here's my three things. Help an old man that made some really bad financial decisions along the way. Reach those goals, people.
This has nothing to do with anything, but I think it's a very interesting before we go to segment two. And it is true. I looked into it deeply enough. It's on the fact page of Instagram, and they back it up with every reference known to man.
Oh, if it's on Instagram, then it's...
They back it up with every reference, Clint, Mr. Skeptical.
Yeah.
I don't believe any headlines. I have to look deeper into it to see if it has validity. But Sigmund Freud really liked cocaine. He liked it so much that he would give it to friends and family as gifts. Now we have to remember what year this was, which I don't remember. The 40s?
No. Yeah, back when Coca-Cola,
right,
by the way, they named it for that because it had cocaine in it.
Yep. So it's not like it was not criminal and wasn't frowned upon because we had so little knowledge, but he had an insight that there are drugs that can help elevate our ability to be cognitively thinking.
Radio show disclaimer: cocaine does not elevate anything. It's a horrible drug and will cause possibly for you to be addicted and make horrible life decisions.
Legally, the attorneys are happy now.
Yeah, and morally,
I'm not endorsing cocaine, but I am. I like some drugs.
Yes, now that we can agree on. I don't know if cocaine falls into that group, though.
Dave Asprey talks. I saw him in Anaheim about 4 years ago at a convention. It was a private meetings with him. We had just these people at the convention that could go, the public couldn't. And he's big into nootropics.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, nootropics are things that help spark and elevate and sharpen your creativity and your thinking ability. And I've read this from him on many occasions that he really believes that nicotine is a very good nootropic if used occasionally.
Right.
If you do it in either a vape or something else.
So you can get a buzz from it. It affects your mental state, of course.
But it elevates it to a point of better thinking in some cases.
So does caffeine.
Yeah, until you get used to it, then it doesn't. So this is what I did.
Oh.
I bought, being the Mr. Guinea Pig, I have a vape pen of nicotine. Just 2 weeks ago, I thought, I'm going to the gym, either Monday or Tuesday, driving up there at 4:20 in the morning. I'm dragging. I don't normally drag, but I was dragging that day. And I was like, I'm going to be Superman with my workout partners. So I found that little vape pen. I took two tokes on it. Okay. Yeah, it made me cough. Yeah, that wasn't very pleasant, but it was okay. I go in the gym. Second set, I got so nauseated that I almost had to go to the bathroom and throw up. Last time for me on the nicotine.
Oh, okay. I thought it was going a different direction, but no.
I am a baby.
I had the same result when I was 12. going through the boat chute at Lake Winnipesaukee, and we tried to chew tobacco and smoke cigarettes real quick. We didn't have very long. And so you end up swallowing a bunch or inhaling too much, and you come out the other side throwing up or coughing. So, yeah, shout out to all us idiots at McBride Elementary.
Did you have a girl you were kissing at the same time?
No. I don't like to kiss girls when I'm throwing up. Or with tobacco in my mouth. I'm not that smooth, but I'm smoother than that. I've learned at a real quick age. Okay, not good to try to kiss a girl when you're vomiting. Gotcha.
Not the game to play.
No.
All right. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we got a great interview about stretching and the importance and how to make this work in today's times. I tell you, we all can talk about things, but it's really how do you execute? Execution is where we all fall down. And in regard to stretching, I did it for years and years until my hips kind of said, I don't want you to stretch me anymore. And then I just kind of quit. So I'm kind of coming back from that. So It is time to take a break, and we'll have more as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
NASCAR fans, listen up. NASCAR is a sport where testosterone is a must. Optimize You has got you covered. Join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Clint Powell. And as I tend to many times with guests, I start rambling at first, and this is my ramble moment. Okay, Clint? Okay. He's giving me the look.
Yeah, that'd be fine. You don't need my permission.
Shoot. I know I don't.
Yeah, you're in charge. You're the big man.
That's right.
Ramble away.
I get that free bottle of Deer Park water for my salary. So,
yeah,
so
which he's cut in half. Whatever.
Hey, you know, I do so much to, as a guinea pig, with nutrients, exercise, lifestyle, foods. You know, I've tried it all, done it all. I've got a really good game plan, I do believe now, for the last season of my life, which, you know, being 66 is just the reality of it. But one thing I did, and I really value, that I quit doing was stretching. Mm. I would go, we have a gym downstairs called Max Fitness. Mackie has been with me 19 years.
He's
Mackie
awesome.
Mackie is awesome, and yeah. Mackie stretched me for 16 of those 19 years until the old hips decided they did not want to be in my body, which they got removed 6 months ago last week. And because of the hips, it was so tight that it was so painful that I couldn't do it. But up till that time, and I was probably 62 years old, I still was more flexible than I was at 20 years old because I practiced stretching. Mm. Well, at that point, I always thought, yeah, we can have discipline, we can practice, we can learn, and we can really do good stretching, but how many people really can't learn and do it consistently? And I think I love capitalism for this reason, because if there's a need, an entrepreneur will come up with a solution. And today we have Paul from the Stretch Zone with Vital Health Radio. Welcome, Paul.
Oh, thank you very much, Ed. Appreciate it, Clint.
You have brought to Chattanooga something that is desperately needed as part of the plan for aging gracefully and also being very optimal even in younger times of our life, and that is the practice of stretching.
Absolutely, 100%.
And you have made it as easy as it can be for a human being to be more flexible.
Absolutely.
I do believe, because I've looked at how you're doing it, very professional, and it, you know, we all have subscriptions to our team members. We pay to go get chiropractic adjustment. I just talked about that before you walked in. We go get massages. We go do this. Well, you'd have a business now in Chattanooga that's going to basically help a person to be probably more flexible than they have been in decades. So tell us about that.
Yeah, 100%. So it's called Stretch Zone. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think we all know inherently that stretching is good.
Right. Right.
No one has to tell us that. It's kind of mm-hmm. like many other things in life, eating, exercising, right? There's a ton of things that we just inherently know are good for us. But no one ever tells us how to stretch. You know, we all come up along the same lines. I'm 52, and so I'm 51. I'll be 52 in about 16 days. I think I'm already getting there in my mindset.
Right.
But, you know, we're told to stretch. Hey, it's time, we're going to have practice X, football, practice, baseball. Let's stretch. And that's it.
Right.
You know, and no one really tells us how to do that. Mm-hmm. It was so funny when I was sitting with the founder of Stretch Zone, gosh, 2 years ago. And, you know, he made the statement, muscles don't stretch. And I was like, okay, you got me there. And he's like, you know, take a chicken breast. Yeah, pull it, but it doesn't stretch. I'm like, oh, all right, I'm with you. It muscle fiber elongates. It slides. It's kind of like a 14-foot extension ladder, and it slides out. And so, you know, I start thinking, okay, that makes sense. And he says, you know, if you ever stretch to pain, you're not really stretching. And I'm like, uh-oh, that's a problem, right? Because I can remember back when mm-hmm. I was younger, I've always been tight. But as you start stretching, you know, you kind of stretch, and you've kind of that mentality of a go-getter of, well, if this is hurting a little bit, maybe I can go a little further. Maybe that's a little mm-hmm. better. Mm-hmm. And it's the exact opposite. So mm-hmm. once we reach that stretch reflex mm-hmm. of our body, where our body actually begins to try to protect itself. So when we stretch to the point of pain, our body begins to push back. And for many of us, that was our stretching experience. I know why people don't want to stretch. It's sort of the same reason I don't want to. Mm-hmm. It hurt, mm-hmm. right? I mean, it may be, you know, Clint,
yes, yeah.
you know, we've all kind of been there where you stretch and it's thought of almost like discomfort.
You know, one of the things you said, though, that kind of made me think is I learned to stretch around events. Mm-hmm. So my stretching for a long time was, if I was on a box, I was going to play rugby, I was going to go play football, I'm going to do something, so I'm going to stretch to, air quote, warm up.
Mm-hmm.
No one taught me to stretch for function.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
As you age. No one said, oh, by the way,
yeah,
when you get the kids and have the family and all that, you probably need to keep stretching. And you're like, I'm not playing anything. Yeah, but are you going to want to get up off the couch and not hurt later, or pick up the penny that you dropped, you know?
You know, it's classic. There's two types of stretching. There's uh-huh. dynamic.
Right.
Dynamic is that warm-up stretching. That's taking a muscle through the range of motion that we're about to use. I jog a little bit, so we're going to do some squats, some high knees, you know, jumping jacks, anything to warm the body up, arm circles or shoulder circles.
Right.
All those are dynamic stretches. And they're literally just made to warm the muscles up. But then static stretching is where we actually take the muscle, elongate it a little bit, and hold that point for 3 to 5 seconds, and we allow the muscle fiber to slide. Mm-hmm. And then we don't bounce. That's one of those common mistakes people do, is they bounce.
Uh-huh.
When you're bouncing, you're not really getting a stretch. Think about it. I mean, if you think about that muscle, you're taking care of the muscle, and you're like, pull it back. And, you know, and it's beginning to, the muscle's not going to stretch from that. A stretch is going to require holding a little bit of tension on the muscle and allowing it to give. You'll feel that.
But not
give.
To the point of really hurting.
That's right. But not to the point of pain. And so at Stretch Zone, and this is part of the stretch method, the Stretch Zone method, we actually use something called 3, 5, and 7. It's real simple. 3, mild. 5, medium. 7, deep. But even at that 7, we never go to the point of pain, right? So the 7 is what we would consider to be, I feel a real nice, deep stretch, but it's not to the point where I have a grimace, right? When we're stretching our clients, and we do all the stretching. This is the easiest way you could ever get flexible. You come in, lay on a nice, comfortable table. We do all the work. You get all the benefit, right? So it's kind of like mm-hmm. if a personal trainer actually lifted the weights for you. That's mm-hmm. kind of what we offer.
Now, if you come up with that,
yeah,
you're onto something right there.
I think so.
Yeah, you lift my weights and I get the results, I'm all in. Yeah.
But see, that's the way Mackie did me, is I just went and kept my clothes on, yeah. all these, except my shirt.
Yeah.
And he did all the work. And I got up so much feeling younger every
yes.
time I did it.
Oh, if you look at our Google reviews, it's just been amazing. Mm. The different reviews we've seen, from I feel great, this has helped me get back in the floor of my grandkids, to, you know, I just literally, my back doesn't hurt anymore, my hips don't hurt anymore, my knees don't hurt. And all of those are symptoms in many cases of tight muscles. And so, but you're exactly right. We do all the stretching, and so you just lay there and relax. And we never want to stretch to that point where someone grimaces, because that's too far. If you'll just hold that seven, that nice deep stretch for 5 seconds, 3 to 5 seconds, then what happens over time, because this is just like the gym. If you go to the gym once a month and stay 6 hours, doesn't work, right? Yeah. It doesn't work. You know, you go every other day, you stay for 30 minutes, you'd be drastically different. Mm-hmm. Same way.
So how often do you recommend? Twice a week would be my guess, but yeah, what you tell me.
Depends, right? And it kind of goes back to, let's say someone that's, let's say a little older, they're not really doing as much, right? They're not taking their muscles and tightening them back down, right? But then we got Clint over here. He's working out twice a day and you know, three times on Sunday, you know? So he's going to be tightening down the body.
Yeah.
And so we're going to probably need to work on him a bit more. So it really depends on the person. And it also depends on issues. You know, when the front of the body tends to tighten up, psoas, all the hip flexors, we sit a lot. What you got, Clint?
I'm going through that right now. Okay. The hip stuff. I went and had x-rays done on it and everything. So this is exactly, you're right in the wheelhouse of, it's probably coming from back here.
Yeah. So I give you another. How old are you, Clint?
I'll be 56 in a couple months. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. You don't look a day over 65.
Thank you.
You are.
I look, as long as I look a little younger than Ed. As long as my shirt's on, we're fine. Yeah.
So, yeah. But this whole hip flexor thing, you know, when you think about the American way of life, we're in this position right here a whole lot. Sitting, and that begins to tighten the hip flexors, the front of our body there, and our front pocket shortens up. This is the shortened position. It's nice and short right here. We stand up, it's elongated. It's kind of like if I had my arm like a bicep curled up all the time. And so that begins to shorten up and pull our hips, and it's called forward anterior pelvic tilt. Chiropractors talk about it every day. But our hips begin to kind of roll forward, and when that rolling forward happens, what happens to the back of the body? The hamstrings have to get longer because you're rolling the hips forward. And that low curve in the back, that nice smooth curve, gets a little sharper.
Mm.
Okay? It's truly, this is just biomechanics. And so as that back gets sharper, it's called lumbar lordosis. You get a tightening of that low back curve, and that's typically where people have pain. I was 38 when I bulged my disc, 40 when I had back surgery. Played every sport I could find, had a blast, back would feel tight after I played 2 or 3 hours of whatever, you know, whether it would be tennis or volleyball or whatever, softball. And, you know, I had no idea I was doing damage. And then
your body, your body was trying to compensate because it had imbalances.
At 100%.
And that creates a rippling effect downstream of everything from your headaches to your ankles hurting.
Bingo.
It just is. So when people go to you, is it 30 minutes or an hour?
Yeah, no, it's 30 minutes typically.
Yep. You have a trained professional there who your company has trained, and you use belts? Did I hear that?
Yeah. So all of our practitioners are certified. It's 40 hours of training, pass, fail. It's pretty deep. I went through this certification myself, so I know exactly what it requires. And that is so they understand the muscles. They typically all have either a kinesiology, physical therapy, some type of background like that, so they understand and enjoy the body. We use belts. And the reason we use belts is because so many times it's difficult for us to do two things, really. The first one is it's difficult to relax one muscle while firing another. So it's key. If your muscle is being fired or is tight, then you're not going to get a stretch. One of the first things we tell people is, I want you to take nice, long, deep breaths, and I want you to try to be as relaxed as possible. And that way the muscle can slide, it can move. The second issue is that there are angles. So you think about the IT band. It runs down the side from the hip to the side of the knee on the outside of the leg. Now, that's a pretty difficult muscle to stretch. Now, when that muscle gets tight, we tend to feel knee pain. Runners, this is classic. This is one of the things runners complain about and all are very familiar with. So the only way to stretch that is to take the leg across the body. And so when we do that, we strap the opposite leg down. And this is just, our body always wants to get out from under a stretch, right? It always wants to adjust or to slide. And so by using straps, we're able to isolate a muscle. And we're able to stretch exactly what we're trying to.
I thought the second thing would be different because I took a yoga class a couple of times when I was married, and it wasn't getting in the position that was the bothersome part. It was always when the instructor would say, hold. I'm like, well, I can get there, but I can't hold. So I thought the belt might keep you in place because I would find it very difficult. It was on me. Of course, you've got help in there and they can hold it for you, but it's the, can you get in that position? Yes. Can you hold it? Absolutely not. No, I don't have that kind of strength
when
in
a
stretching position.
When I had my surgery 6 months ago for double hip, they had to buy one, get one free, so I got the extra hip done at the same time. And so the Doc Higgins said, would you like to, for me to make you taller? And I said, really? He said, yeah, I can. All the 3 years of pain of my hip did not equal the ligament that got stretched because of that quarter inch that he put into my hip. I thought I was going to die because those things don't stretch hardly.
No.
Especially when you do a quarter inch, doesn't sound like a lot, but when you live 66 years with a certain level of ligament, tendon, muscle, it was not happy for about 2.5 months.
Oh, yeah.
Terribly unhappy.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you kind of go back to those muscles. I mean, we kind of think about the muscle's job is to move a joint.
Mm-hmm.
So if the muscles begin to tighten, where's that tension going to go? It's going to go to the end of the string, right? It's going to go the muscles into the ligaments to the joint. And so that's the reason as we get age, as we get older, really from about the age of 35 on, this was mind-blowing to me. From about the age of 35 on, we begin to lose 1-2% of our natural flexibility.
Wow. And muscle mass and bone mass, unless you do something to counter that.
Absolutely. As we age, look, we deteriorate. We don't get better, right? And so only Sean Connery, I think, got better. I don't know how to pull that off. But so naturally, we need to be addressing that. And for most people, they address it when they hit that pain point, you know, unfortunately. And we all know, just like nutrition, we need to be eating right, you know, because of all those side effects that we don't even realize or attribute back to tightness.
And it happens so slowly that we kind of become, that's the norm. And then all of a sudden, we kind of really start slipping down the slippery slope because we can't function like we should. So tell people who are interested in pursuing this, what do you offer? Where is it? How can they contact you so that they can take a move on this?
Oh, sure. So Stretch Zone, we're on 419 North Market right here in Chattanooga. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have another location up soon as well. So I think we can also go to the website, and that's going to be stretchzone.com. Mm-hmm. And we can look for if you own Stretch Zone, you go to the locations, look for Tennessee. You can find us in Chattanooga. I think you can do a /locations/Chattanooga, like everything, six or eight forward slashes.
Yeah, if you Google it in Chattanooga, I'm sure it'll pop up. Yeah.
Bingo.
That's why I love Google.
Yeah. That's probably the easiest thing I should have started with. Yeah. How about just Google us?
Yeah.
For our phone number, 423-591-9663. And again, that's 423-591-9663. But again, the best thing probably just to Google us. You'll find us. You'll see reviews. Mm-hmm. As far as the services, how we work with individuals, they come in. The first stretch is complimentary.
Oh, really? Okay.
It's really an evaluation. Mm-hmm. So we're going to spend about an hour. They're going to come in. We're going to learn the things that they're challenged with, what they're trying to overcome, what they're trying to accomplish. Maybe it's run a little faster. Maybe it's just getting the floor with the grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's to stop low back pain or knee pain or hip pain. And then from there, we're going to do a little bit of an assessment, and we're going to look at their natural range of motion. It's going to tell us a lot. We can really tell a lot right from that very beginning. Then we're going to go through a number of stretches that very day, right then, that are going to address their issues. And then, you know, from there, we determine what's the best kind of protocol going forward after that. Once a week, twice a week, three times, it really just depends.
And so they would get a full evaluation, no money, first time.
No money.
What a wonderful offer. And I know intuitively you are very committed, very passionate, and very knowledgeable about this, and that's why we want to inform people, because this is something that has not been around.
No, it really hasn't. Our founder actually started this industry.
Really?
Practitioner-assisted stretching.
I love that.
It all started around his grandfather when he was in his 20s, and his grandfather got diabetes, and he ends up, he was bedridden. All he could do was stretch him. He stretched him for a year, basically. And at the end of that, his grandfather walked out on the dance floor of his granddaughter's wedding.
I love it.
So, pretty cool. It.
All right, my friend. Well, thank you for joining us at Vital Health Radio, Paul. We have information at Nutrition World. If you forget all of the details, just come into Nutrition World, and we have your card,
absolutely,
your little offer, everything there. So you can come in and ask for that at the desk of Nutrition World. It is time to take a break. When we come back, I'll be covering a lot of notes to, again, empower you. I'm going to speak a little bit more about COVID today because I have a lot of recent feedback from about a dozen people who have the recent new mutated version. That plus more as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows. Or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter
each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
A great radio show about all things Chattanooga. Don't miss it.
A production of Whitfield Media Group.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there.
ADS Security can do that for you.
ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone. Choose ADS Security. Find them online at adssecurity.com.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you. It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms. Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, PhD of East Ridge, Clint Powell, and that was very interesting and useful information, again, to empower people to create their team. The team, as we age, is imperative. I mean, we have to have a regular doc. We have to have a dentist. We have to have, I think, a right insurance person. We have to have the right bartender.
Yeah, whatever.
Right, bartender?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just saying whatever you want. Yeah.
Oh.
I like them. Because he brought a friend in with him. I think somebody probably works there too. But yeah, they seem like they've got a great business model and they're well trained. And to your point, what you said during the conversation, capitalism will provide solutions for us if we'll let it.
If we let the free market
do its thing.
Yeah. And if it doesn't serve us, then they go out of business. And that's one of the problems with the medical field is they're so subsidized and they're so wrapped up.
They can't go out of business.
They can't.
Yeah.
Because they're supported by so many different methods of support.
Well, there's so many people that are using them as the tip of the spear to make their money. They're not going to let the tip of the spear get dull.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're the needle into the vein of money. See what I did there?
Whoa.
That was pretty good.
That was
pretty good. I would have asked him, I should have, where was his second location going to open up?
He told me.
Oh,
he doesn't have the lease yet, but it's not going to be far
area?
From here.
This area. Good.
Yes.
Because I'm not going downtown.
No. One time.
I'll go downtown for...
One time I would go. That's it. I can't do it.
I would love for him to come closer where I don't have to go through that downtown traffic right now as they're doing all the construction.
A little bit on COVID. Because I am... The sounding place for a lot of people who are journeying on their health, whether it be up, down, or in the middle of the road.
Okay.
I get a lot of feedback, and we don't really have a very accurate information anymore on Google about COVID information still. It's still modestly censored, there's no doubt. So I start looking at these new symptoms that some of these people are telling me. And most, not all, I'm only guessing 70% do not have a cough.
Okay.
They do not have the respiratory issues at all. What they are having is off and on massive fatigue that hits in waves to a point where I don't know if I can get to my car. Secondly, a neck ache and or headache. Those are very pretty much common. And the third, which is modestly less common, but wasn't common to my knowledge in the other three versions of COVID, is canker sores. I talked to a gentleman this morning, and he did not think he didn't really think he had COVID. He told me his symptoms, and he did not know that this was a common thing. He had a canker sore on his uvula. You know what a uvula is?
Yeah, it's the back of your throat.
It's in the back. The thing hangs in the back of your throat. He said it got so large that it was draping over the back of his tongue. That's how big his uvula is.
Wow.
You don't get a canker sore on a uvula. Canker sores come from an abrasiveness to the gum or to those tissues. Nothing hits a uvula that's going to cause any trauma.
Right.
And this is like the every third person I talk to has canker sores. And they're very miserable. Now, so what I did was I go on the one site that I know is not censored. You know what site that is?
It's not Google.
It is definitely not Google. I like Google.
DuckDuckGo.
Nope.
Oh, what is
it? Reddit.
Oh,
Reddit is the only site that, and it's got everything from A to Z, and some of the X-rated stuff is as fully X-rated as you get.
What'd you find?
You just don't look there. I start seeing all these people commenting about canker sores. And they're saying they're 3 weeks in and they're still suffering terribly and they had COVID. So that is a sign and symptom of the new COVID. Never happened on the other ones. And sometimes teeth hurting.
I wonder what you can take. Or is there stuff you can help with your canker sores?
I have exhausted it because rapamycin, we've talked about many times for anti-aging, and I've spoke of this, is the only side effect of rapamycin that is known as canker sores. So I've dealt with them now for quite some time. And they are just little devil.
I wonder if, like, you know, because I know doing like coconut oil, you know, like switching it around can extract stuff. You've tried that?
I've tried it all. Yes.
Didn't work. Okay.
No, nothing.
Okay.
Other than tequila takes an edge off. That's it.
Okay.
October 13th, Pfizer on Friday slashed its full year revenue by 13%. And it's going to cut $3.5 billion worth of jobs due to the lower than expected sales of COVID-19 vaccine and treatment. It is done for. The public will not take the abuse and the brainwashing that happened, short few years ago. That doesn't mean that there's not people who should get this vaccine. I'm not totally against it because if you have two comorbidities, which are two different types of medical conditions or more, you might choose to do it because the risk against benefit might weigh out. It just might weigh out. There is still, someone who wants to know the aggressive alternative approach to this, you go and you have to Google it. Frontline doctors, that's what you Google.
Ooh.
And I posted that on Vital Health Radio Facebook, and it lasted about 2 hours. They took it down. Facebook will not allow frontline doctors' information.
When's the last time you tried that?
About 3 weeks ago.
Oh, and they're still doing that?
Yeah, took it down. So you just have to go. And luckily, Google's not doing anything with it. You can go straight to frontline doctors. You type that in with COVID, and you'll have a protocol. That protocol is what most people have used successfully. Again, these protocols have to be embraced within the first probable 72 hours, ideally the first 48. So testing could still be valid if you want to do the test, or if you think you have all the symptoms, do the protocol.
I have an article I found with, can I ask you if you tried these things for canker sores?
Yeah, tell me.
Saltwater rinse.
Oh, it absolutely devastated. I had tears in my eyes from the salt water on it. It gave me 15 minutes worth of relief and it was right back to normal. So it wasn't worth the pain that I experienced.
Baking soda?
Same thing with salt.
Okay, hold on. I'm just going to go through this little slideshow. Hydrogen peroxide?
Absolutely. Did nothing.
Okay. Okay. Well, hold on. You're getting a little angry about this. Okay. You tried hydrogen peroxide. I'm looking.
Canker sores.
Honey. It says right here. Honey is a wonderful
I thought you were calling me honey.
No, I'm not calling you honey.
Oh, my gosh.
Good Lord. Have you tried honey?
Actually, I've not tried honey.
It says here, it says honey is a wonderful natural product. It's well known for its ability to heal. When used for canker sores, honey can reduce healing time, minimize pain, and reduce redness.
Look, sometimes I'm better at helping others than myself. I should have used Manuka honey.
Coconut oil.
I have tried coconut oil.
I would use the Manuka honey. I bet you that helps. The
Manuka kills every kind of bacteria and virus, even though canker has nothing to do with the virus. That is not why the lysine won't work.
But it might help with healing.
It might help to soothe.
Apple cider vinegar.
No, I haven't.
See, look, I'm coming up with ways to help.
I don't want anything else. I want it to go away. So.
Wow, now you sound like my kid. What is this? Alum powder? A-L-U-M?
Alum powder, yeah. No, I'm not using that either. I'm letting nature take its course.
So now we're just, okay, we're just giving up. Okay, milk of magnesia. Remember, that's what it says.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
No, milk of magnesia.
Interesting. All those things, I guarantee you, give you 3 to 8 minutes relief and you're back to square one. So just throw all that in the garbage. Hey, I want to talk about something else now. Frontline doctors, don't forget, if you feel bad, go to frontline doctors. Hey, the majority of chain restaurants, which I know this very well, most people don't, rely on beef and chicken from what we call concentrated animal feeding operations. What is that? It is those big plants that you see with all the chickens that are kept in tiny cages, given they never see the ground. They're given chemical foods, nasty water, a lot of antibiotics. All those are called concentrated animal feeding operations. Well, there's a wonderful, I just stumbled upon it. It was a wonderful Instagram and website called Moms Across America. Moms Across America. And again, this is where I say, let's put our team together. I have my about 7 people I read every morning. One of them's now Moms Across America. And it was on Instagram. And they found out they spent the money to do this. They found that veterinarian drugs are routinely used in 10 of the fast food meals that this person tested. All but 2 tested positive for veterinarian drugs. So get this, 6 of the 10 fast food samples, Taco Bell, Dunkin' Donuts, Wendy's, Domino's, Burger King, and McDonald's contained a veterinarian antibiotic called monacin, which is not approved for human use. Of 43 school lunches tested, 95% had detectable levels of also glyphosate, which is bad, but it's not as bad as an antibiotic. But the highest level of glyphosate was found in beef tacos and pizza, and I found that kind of interesting. And glyphosate is carcinogenic and endocrine-disrupting weed killer. And also, this was the most concerning, 100% of school lunches tested contained heavy metals at levels up to 6,200 times higher than allowed in the water. Wow. By the government. Moms Across America, they paid for this test. They posted it. It is very much in print. Heavy metals will lower your IQ so substantially that you might not be able to function very well in society as far as a job, because it blocks the cognitive your abilities, and it doesn't leave unless you do something very aggressively therapeutic. And you go to 100 physicians in this town, and they will laugh, smirk, and blow you off if you say, what is your concern about lead and heavy metals? Well, most of them would say, we don't have any problem in the United States with that now, as they say with Lyme disease, which is another crock.
Well, okay.
Another crock of bull.
At least you don't have your opinions or anything.
No, I know.
If someday, only we knew how you felt, Ed Jones.
I may say it in segment 4, so hold on, okay?
I doubt it, but go ahead.
Hey, I got to say, we got to do some little bit of quickness here. I'm going to run out of time. So it is time to take a break, and I got to get across another point. So when we come back, I'm going to speak about something at the Vascular Institute lecture that I did. Wonderful, wonderful time that I had. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Ugh, I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies, listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring topics and guests all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Clint Powell. And I want to make sure I give a shout out to, sometimes I kind of throw him a little bit under the bus, but good old Sean, he lit the good, healthy candle. I
noticed. Sean Whitfield, thinking Sean, of you, man. Yeah,
I know. That is very special. Here at holiday time.
What a cool guy. He's a big softy.
And he never ages either, I have to say.
Whatever. I know that's not true.
Whatever.
I met him. I loaned him a long time.
Okay. All right.
Brother looks old. Gah.
I didn't say that.
No. He's doing good.
Shout out to Scott. Just amazing how he's at Nutrition World manager. Does such a phenomenal job and helps so many people.
He's a great guy.
To help themselves. He's just like, okay, I think you need to be coached with on this topic. I think this supplement, I think you don't need anything. He's just amazing for his ethics and for his service at Nutrition World.
Good dude. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Real quickly here, I want to read, because I finished up with that lead thing on children. I did have one more study on lead. A 2023 study quantified the global effects of lead poisoning, finding the health effects are much greater than previously estimated. In 2019 alone, lead exposure led to 765 million lost IQ points in children under 5 years old, with 5.5 million deaths in adults due to cardiovascular disease. So those are the two huge, massive effects of having lead. Got to get yourself a water filter that removes lead. Nutrition World carries carafes and the bigger ones. Most water filters do not do a good job of that. Know your stuff when you buy them. I want to say a wonderful event at Vascular Institute. Tracy Lassar did a wonderful job. This was my 6th year speaking at this conference, and it was mainly consist of physicians, nurse practitioners, PAs, and everybody from the health field. And I got to speak on what I love the most, which is empowering. How do we empower people to be better at health? And I talk about Dr. Peter Attia's book, Outlive, as far as the difference between longevity and health span. What we want is not particularly longevity. It is, because that doesn't mean that you're going to be capable of living the life that you desire of anyway. It means you're breathing. And health span actually is the opposite. It is empowering yourself to be able to carry the groceries, be with the grandkids, not hurt all the time, blank, blank, blank. And he talks about something called the decathlon, centenarian decathlon. It's where we have to put a plan together to not slide down that slippery slope of frailty as we age. And I empowered the healthcare workers there with this kind of offer. I will give you free the book Outlive by Dr. Peter Attia, our first 100 people who email me, because I want to plant the seeds in this city to change the scope of thinking as far as longevity and health span. And it was just an amazing opportunity. And I want to thank Vascular Institute, Dr. Lessard, Tracy Lessard, for allowing me to come and speak from my heart, as I always have the past 6 years.
Good. That's awesome. They're good people. They're very good people.
They are. They are helping people in their main profession and also helping them in the other parts to this plan of health. Mm-hmm. And they're not locked into a solid little box that, you know, often can happen to all industries, but especially in the healthcare industry. And tell people how they can listen to Vital Health and your podcast, Clint.
Yeah, During the Break Podcast, DuringTheBreakPodcast.com. Conversations with interesting people from all walks of life talking about everything. Dayfire Podcast with my co-host Dawson Wheeler, Adventure in the Great Outdoors. Crimecast with former Chattanooga Police Chief David Roddy of By and For the People. It's Constitutional Podcast, Political Podcast with Matthew Durham and Eric Buchanan. This radio show is actually repurposed as a podcast. It comes out every Tuesday. Whatever podcast platform you prefer, Apple, Spotify, iHeart, you just look up Vital Health Radio Download. That's the key word, download, and it should pop up on your favorite podcast platform every Tuesday.
I go to Spotify and just type in Vital Health Radio and it pops up. That just is easier for me.
Yeah.
But any of those platforms.
Well, and the thing is, too, you can go back and find topics. You can listen. It curates the past shows. So if you missed one a couple of weeks ago and you go, oh, I want to go hear that. There it is.
Yeah, I had somebody tell me, poor Clint, you pick on him so bad. And I said, yeah, I know. He loves it, though.
It doesn't bother me a bit. No, we got thick skin. For everybody listening, yeah, it doesn't bother me a bit. I have thick skin. Absolutely. And he's right most of the time.
Thick skin, thick belly, head.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's thick. THIC, the good thick. Thick. Oh. like the kids talk about now, thick. That's what I am.
Well, you
I don't know what
you
that
definitely
means.
Don't.
I have no clue what that means.
You don't have thick hair. We can say that.
I do in my ears. I have to keep trimmed up. Yeah, my nose. I'm at that age now. No, not so much. No,
really?
But, the ears and everything. Little party favors.
Yeah. You're so silly.
You have to keep stuff trimmed up.
Well, yeah, you should. I don't know if everybody does. Because it really bugs me when I see an older man with a half an inch hair out of his nose, doesn't it?
I've had several good friends, and I'm like, hey, dude, shout out to you. We're going to clip that stuff up, man. Come on. Every time you breathe, I feel like I'm about to get hit in the head with something. It's like one of those toys that throws out the kid things, you know?
Or it's like one of those parties. Those swinging doors at the old Western movies that swing out
every time
and swing out.
You find yourself moving. Like, man, come on.
And
you're
can't
better.
Focus on what they're saying.
No.
Because you are only looking at the hair of the nose.
Nose hair.
Yeah, I know.
That's all I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not present
you
in
know
that
what?
Moment.
Shout out to all the men out there. Get that stuff. We're better than that, dudos.
Come on. Let's rise up. Yeah. Yes. All right. That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. We thank you for listening, and we'll be back here again next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones from Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.